This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Well, I think two very different things about tonight. One, you're exactly right. This is a moment that Tony set tonight, speaking to the country as the president of the whole country, speaking to the country as the commander-in-chief. If he would take that tone tomorrow into Yuma, Arizona, and then if you take that tone on to the, I think, Veterans of Foreign Wars or American Legion Convention the following day, I mean, that's the tone that brings the Trump presidency up to historic proportions. And tonight he did it as close to perfectly as you could. There's a second part I was really struck with where I'm really proud of him, and I think it's really hard to imagine how difficult it is. He's a very strong-willed person. He admitted it early on. He said, I normally historically do what my first instinct. But he also said, you know, being president changes things. He had the courage to stop, to pick the right advisors, to listen to those advisors, and to ultimately go down a trail that was not the one he thought 6 or 8 months ago he was going on, and to be honest with the American people about what he was doing. This was one of the most honest national security speeches of my lifetime. And I think that the president deserves enormous credit for the way he approached it, for the way he thought it through, for the precision of what he said. There are 10 or 12 key principles in this speech that really are a fundamental break with the policies of the last few years in a way that will make us more powerful, more capable, and more likely to win.
This is Newt Gingrich, you know, bringing some understanding, and I think, some reporting and insight. I mean, here it is, the former speaker. I mean, for him to make that statement, the most significant or the most powerful and clarifying, speech on military strategy he's heard in his life. I mean, that's a huge statement coming from the speaker. I mean, think about this. I don't think it's necessarily all that partisan, but it's something that frames it in such a way to where the mainstream media is going to have a hard time coming after, because they've got to find some sort of darkness on this. I mean, it doesn't matter what President Trump says. I mean, we know that is the order of the day. They're going to be antithetical in driving their own personal agendas. And I keep thinking, well, at some point, America is going to get at the end of their rope and just say, enough of this fake news. Whether it's Barack Obama or Donald Trump, we are dealing with some serious issues here in America today. And if we ever needed to unite behind the leadership of this country and the core principles of the United States of America that start with the U.S. Constitution, it is now. We're so bifurcated. And when I talk about the bifurcation, it's at the end of the spectrum where there's so much division and chaos, because it is the end of the spectrum that has unhinged itself from these core values and principles. You have a group of people who are democratic socialists that see the future of America being a country that is run without the U.S. Constitution. You have another group of people that are just so irritated and feel like life has not been fair. It has been so unjust that they just want to turn everything upside down and turn everything into an absolute chaotic expression, as if that will do any good, you know, without even considering what kind of impact that's going to have on their families, their children, or their grandchildren. I mean, how irresponsible is that? No, let's not go through the due process that was established by our founding fathers. Let's just do it just out of sheer power and resistance. So these are the powers that we're faced with, no different. I mean, these are the same forces that have been around since day one when America decided that it wanted to be different. It wanted to be a light on a shining hill. It wanted to offer hope to the hopeless. It wanted to offer opportunity where people did not have any opportunity.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Bill Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information that you need to know is right there for your amusement and entertainment as well, and also for your great information. Ron Kessler joins us right now, New York Times bestselling author of 20 nonfiction books about the Secret Service, FBI, and CIA. Began his career as a journalist in 1964. Just a few years back, Ron, not that long ago, right?
That's right.
It almost seems like that, without a doubt. In the Westchester Telegram, followed by 3 years as an investigative reporter and editorial writer with the Boston Herald, 68, he joined the Wall Street Journal as an investigative reporter in the New York Bureau, and then became an investigative reporter with the Washington Post in 1970, and continued in that position until 1985. But as I say, he's written many books, most recently in the President's Secret Service, First Family Detail, and The Secrets of the FBI. Ron Kessler, always good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, let's talk about the Mueller probe and all that's Russia and that's coming about, these things, the way they've unveiled. I imagine as you're watching this, you're probably wondering, whoa, what is going on here? You got James Comey being checked out, and he's at a hearing, and kind of spills the beans that he turned over what some are saying is classified information to a friend so that we could get a special prosecutor in play here. I mean, it just seems like a big roll of the dice here.
You know, and today there was a story in the Washington Post about the fact that a very low-level sort of volunteer advisor to the Trump campaign got some overtures supposedly from the Russians and even from Putin to meet with Trump, and he tried to get this going and he couldn't. He emailed all the top people, Manafort and other campaign officials, and none of them were interested. They said, you know, there could be legal problems, there could be all kinds of other problems. We're not interested. So what more do you need to know that there was no interest or connection between the Trump campaign and the Russians? But I don't think you're going to hear a lot of that in the mainstream media. You know, Mueller is a very upstanding guy. He has great integrity. I think he will look into all this and put it to rest. I think there'll be possibly an indictment of Michael Flynn, possibly of Manafort, and that'll be the end of it. I don't think, unlike other special counsels in the past, that Mueller is going to go on forever with this. And, you know, but the mainstream media will keep harping on Russia.
Right. Well, and it definitely makes conservatives a bit skittish, and those that support President Trump, when the team of lawyers that he surrounded him with and are greatly involved in this investigation seem to be very pro-Democrat.
Everybody has political opinions, and to pretend that they don't, you know, is foolish. One of Mueller's, one of Trump's lawyers said, if they thought there was actually a conflict of interest, they would move to have Mueller disqualified and go into court about it. And he said, no, we're not. So really, I don't think we have to be concerned about that. Mueller himself was a registered Republican before he became FBI director. Totally fair. I don't think anybody on any side of the aisle would question how he conducted the FBI when he was director. So I really don't think that's a concern. There are plenty of other concerns out there, namely Democrats who seem to be suicidal when it comes to North Korea and decry Trump's strident language. Well, it turns out that worked, and now North Korean leader is backing down. Unbelievable. One success after another, but you just don't get that impression from the mainstream media.
Well, they're definitely having a hard time with his success, whether it has to do with the stock market, number of jobs. I mean, almost a million jobs, I guess, have been created since the start of his administration. The signs look fairly positive, but Democrats, we know the Democrats are antithetical. Maybe it's time for the Republicans themselves, some of the old guard, to realize that, look, at the people has chosen Donald Trump. We've got some positive momentum here. Maybe it behooves them for their future to come alongside and support this president. What do you think?
Well, you would certainly think so. Now with Kelly in charge as chief of staff, he's reaching out more to other to all sides in Congress, and maybe that will help somewhat. I'm always optimistic, and I certainly was about Trump. I've known Donald for two decades. When I first got to know him, I did a book on Palm Beach, and we flew down on his plane. My wife and I spent the weekend at Mar-a-Lago, and I think I understand this guy at least 80% of the time, and I think that the number one compass to the way he operates is what his long-term aide Norma Forderer told me. She was his top aide for 26 years. She was his gatekeeper. She did when she joined the Trump Organization, he had only five other employees, and she said that there are two Donald Trumps. One is the one that you see on TV who makes these sometimes outrageous comments to get attention for his brand. And then there's the real Donald, who behind the scenes is very savvy, listens. Everyone who actually meets with him is always impressed. That's part of the mystery of how he operates.
Exactly.
The other part is just by making sometimes outlandish comments or tweets, he sends a message to the world, you know, you better not mess with me. He is the center of attention. He creates more power for himself by being unpredictable. I think that's the way he operates.
Well, he's definitely causing brain damage to the mainstream media, because if anybody has controlled the headlines these days, it has been this president.
Yeah, it's a different world now, and if you don't control the media, you're nowhere. So that is one of the secrets of his success. Certainly it is troubling that there's this infighting going on within the White House, but I think he's going to sort it out. He's starting to sort it out. So I'm really hopeful, and the results will become more and more apparent, and it's going to be more and more difficult for the other side and the media to disregard that.
Ron, as you point out, some of the unrest and, you know, the way it's been reported, you know, by the mainstream media, of course, they're going to add their edge to it. You don't seem too concerned. Donald Trump is a smart enough businessman, a leader, that he's going to get the right people in place. I mean, he's been in office a little over 70 days, and it's been amazing what he's been able to do in a short time in office, but you would think the mainstream media is not about to cut him any slack whatsoever, and they're going to be especially critical at every turn.
That's right. But if you do look at his success, he didn't get there by being an idiot or a bigot or all the various other less than kind comments being made about him. So I think it's going to work in the end. I'm hopeful, and I think we'll hopefully see some gains in the midterm elections as these results start to unfold.
Well, certainly it's going to be up to some of these Republicans and others to come alongside and really understand the Trump phenomena. It seems that some of the established GOP guard has been reluctant to do so, and I think it could end up biting them in the back end. We're talking with Ronald Kessler, New York Times bestselling author of 20 nonfiction books about the Secret Service, FBI, and CIA. More from Ron on the other side of the...
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
We're back with you, America. Ron Kessler is with us, a New York Times bestselling author of 20 nonfiction books about the Secret Service, FBI, and CIA, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Ron, you know, interesting with all this Russian collusion stuff that's been going on, logic would say that you would think that Vladimir Putin would have wanted Hillary Clinton to be elected president because he seemed to have his way with her and the previous administration. So some of this stuff seems to be a bit illogical that he would have wanted Donald Trump to be president.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think what Putin did want is just disruption, to sow mistrust within the United States, mistrust of elections, just keep everybody biting at each other. And that's what he achieved, to some extent. But you're right. And actually, I think the emails that were uncovered by the Russians from Podesta's email account in many ways made Hillary look better to some of us because she seemed to be much more moderate than she pretended to be publicly. She, you know, had this left-wing position publicly, but the emails show that she was actually more centrist. So I think in some ways that just backfired on the Russians.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, no doubt that Bernie Sanders had a lot to do with that influence of Hillary toward the left, right?
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting that so a lot of people are blaming Donald Trump for the Charlottesville killing. Meanwhile, you remember in 1995, Timothy McVeigh, who was a very right-wing guy, admired white nationalists, blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people. But nobody blamed the president at that time, and that was Bill Clinton. So that shows, you know, the hypocrisy that goes on.
Well, big difference here, as you say, several decades later, and the unhinging of America, you know, its own soul and psychology, it's been rather chaotic with this, you know, disparate, you know, mindset that we have that's on display that has made us more the ununited states than the United States.
Yeah, and guess who? Who exacerbated that? President Obama. You know, every time that a black individual is killed by a police officer, he would side with the black individual, and almost always incorrectly. He would even admit that he didn't really know what the facts were. So that just totally not only created Black Lives Matter and antipathy towards police, but just soured race relations in this country. So much of what we're seeing today is because of Obama.
Well, quite ironic, because here it is, the first black president, for all intent and purposes, hoping, I know most Americans had hoped for some maybe final resolution and healing of race relations in this country, and we got just the opposite.
Yeah, and it's particularly unfortunate because Obama himself is a decent person. In my book, The First Family Detail, I interviewed Secret Service agents who guarded him and others, and they said that he treated them with respect. He still does, and consideration, as opposed to Hillary Clinton, who was so nasty and still is to her agents that being assigned to her detail is considered a form of punishment. She would just almost every day make their lives miserable, blow up at them over nothing, tell them she didn't want to talk to them, didn't want to see them. This is the real Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump, on the other hand, does treat his agents with consideration. I asked him when I was at Mar-a-Lago with him last December, how do you like being treated by the Secret Service and guarded by the Secret Service? He said, it's great. I'll be out at the golf course, and there'll be 20 agents all around me, and they're all looking in different directions, so when I miss a ball, they don't see it.
He can take a mulligan. It's okay. It's not a problem. And nobody's going to hold him accountable. Hey, he's the president. It comes with advantages, no doubt. speaking of Hillary, what do you make of the judge's announcement that let's take a look at these emails, the Benghazi emails? Are we going to reopen this?
Oh, you know, I think people are sick and tired of Benghazi. You know, there are so many other scandals that have taken place since then, and I don't think anything is going to make that much of a difference. You know, we already know the basic plot, and that is that she knew right away it was terrorists and then lied about it, and Susan Rice lied about it. I don't think there's going to be much more light shed on that issue. But speaking of Susan Rice, here's a person who was in charge of Obama's national security, and she comes up with an op-ed saying we should just tolerate North Korea having nuclear weapons the way we did with the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was run by very rational people, and they did not want to be killed, and they understood the deterrent effect that our nuclear weapons had, and to compare that with this total nut job, the North Korean leader, just is so naive and so unbelievable, and tells you so much about the whole Obama foreign policy.
Exactly. Well, it makes you wonder, you know, what does she know that we don't know, or that we don't want to know?
You know, it's the same mentality that Neville Chamberlain had when he appeased Hitler, and that, of course, led to World War II with millions of people killed. If Hitler had been nipped in the bud the way we should nip the North Korean leader in the bud, we would have been we would have saved all those lives.
Exactly. Ron, what do you make of James Comey? What's his future?
Well, he's writing a book. He's going to go a lot into his past, and I think that will tend to be pretty boring. I happen to think that overall he is, just like Mueller, a man of integrity, except that you know, he did leak those memos. They were not classified, I don't think, but he did leak them, which was improper. He probably was a showboater, the way Donald Trump described him. So he was. He certainly was not perfect, but I think he did conduct a thorough investigation of Hillary's emails, and the law just was not up to dealing with this issue where you don't have any evidence of criminal intent. I know, you know, it seems hard to believe that here you could have Hillary purposely treating highly classified material with as if it was bubblegum or bubblegum wrappers. But the way the law is and the way the precedents are, there just wasn't enough to ensure a conviction, especially when you want 12 jurors to all agree.
Well, and especially, you know, what's come out was, you know, that you have the Attorney General advising and directing Comey as the FBI director to refer to it as a matter, no longer an investigation. You know, that's an interesting use of terms.
That was a very troubling revelation, and I would imagine that there's more to it than that, that Lynch, you know, was trying to direct things in favor of Hillary, and the fact that she met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac is part of that. So I think that is fertile ground for more exploration by the committees on the Hill.
And the fact that she even took a step back and let Jim Comey present the case, you know, I look at it as more as that she stepped back as opposed to him stepping up.
You know, there's so many ways to look at this, but you know, if you consider what she said, instructing him to call it a matter, then why would you want her making the final decision about prosecuting Hillary? I don't think we want that. Whereas Comey, who also was a Republican before he became FBI director, was in a much better position to give an impartial judgment of whether she should be indicted.
Exactly. Well, Ron Kessler, thank you. Appreciate the insight as always. Good to have you here on Bill Martinez Live. Ron Kessler, New York Times bestselling author of 20 nonfiction books about the Secret Service, FBI, and CIA. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Bill.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
They'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
You know, that's the challenge, you know, as the song says, they'll know us by our love. Is your love showing? Maybe that's what we need to ask ourselves. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, welcome back. Rashini Rajkumar joins us. She is a communications expert, as she says in the modern vernacular, more of a presence engineer who works with corporate and sports executives, a former TV reporter who's conducted thousands of interviews, experienced contentious press conferences where she's had to make sure her questions get asked. Rashini, appreciate you coming on. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much, Bill.
Well, we had some fun. We saw the eclipse, huh? You were out there personal, saw it up close and personal. You could touch it.
Yes, we are in Nashville, and Nashville and its area was one of the places it was going to be 99 and 100%. It was really, really neat being in downtown Nashville, and, you know, it really became a communal experience with all the people around you were all wearing those glasses.
Right,
and
right.
Just to know that, you know, something in the skies and really, you know, nature around us is so brilliant. And for a moment, Bill, millions of people across the planet, maybe even billions, were caught up in the same experience. We can't say that about a lot of things these days, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. So, yeah, go figure, something like a total eclipse bringing people together and maybe understanding we're maybe not as significant and arrogant as we think we might be.
Great point.
Just saying. Rasheen, I wanted to bring you on because of the work that you've done, you know, with the NFL, including the Minnesota Vikings in the past. Again, you and I have had the conversation previously last year when Colin Kaepernick came out and created such a rumble. And then, of course, now in the off season, he's been trying to get a job. He's kind of out there. And you think, okay, we're through this. The NFL saw that this cost them money, the poor handling of Colin Kaepernick and the expression, his civil expression has every right to do this. We're not saying that he doesn't, but like anything, there could be consequences that come with it. And I'm not sure the NFL is seeing this correctly or some of the football players, because it looks like you know, some football players are insisting on taking a knee through this season. And I ask you, is this going to be worth it?
You know, I don't know if it's going to be worth it. We are in such a polarized country right now, and civil rights are important, but people are really, really banding together behind the flag. And, you know, as we saw in Charlottesville, people also banding together behind the old South. So, I mean, there are so many things that are dividing people right now that when you're in the machine that is the NFL, it is very hard to do your own thing. As much as they may want to portray, the NFL may want to portray, hey, we let people speak their mind, do their own thing. But at the end of the day, it's a business, and they are going to lash out if you're doing anything that hurts their brand.
Well, the thing is, it's not so much that even the NFL, because I think that they have been sitting on their hands a little bit. This is something that it appears to me that they're not sure what to do and how to handle this, because this is becoming a bit of a civil rights issue, unfortunately. But like you just expressed with what happened with the eclipse, you know, there's reason for people to come together. And I believe there's a place to exercise this. Now, do you want to hijack your office, your place of where you work, and hijack it for your own personal interest? I think, you know, these are some of the things that need to be considered. And you, as a crisis management consultant, you know, I'm looking to you to say, okay, am I misreading this? Because after everything is all said and done, Rasheen, Colin Kaepernick, the other football players, whether it's football, basketball, any other expression, look at you, you know, you have the right. Go and do it.
Yeah.
But if I pay a lot of money for a ticket to go see a football game, I'm coming to see a football game. I'm not coming to get, you know, politically beat up or indoctrinated.
No, you're exactly right. And in my past days as a television reporter, I mean, I didn't even wear a cross when I was on the air. I mean, I'm Catholic because I didn't want anyone to look at even a symbol while I was on the air working for the brand that was my television station in any particular market and having any judgment about me. So when you work for a brand that is the NFL or whatever your company is, you are kind of saying, okay, I'm going to go along with your policies. And yes, I have free speech rights. And yes, I have the rights protected by the Constitution. And as long as they don't conflict, you know, what you're asking me to do, and this is something that, like you're saying, the NFL is sort of sitting on their hands about it, the NFL really does have the right to expect a certain level of decorum from its players. And if players do not want to respect the rules that are within the NFL, then they have the right to not be an NFL player. We have this amazing country that does protect our rights. And, you know, whenever I'm at baseball games or football games or whatever it is, and the national anthem is playing, I stand up. You know, I have my hands behind my back, or I stand up and respect the flag, because guess what? Every day I don't agree with every single thing our government is doing or what's going on in this country. But at the end of the day, we are in a free country, and there's so many things we can do here that aren't allowed in other countries that
exactly.
I still respect that flag, right? So again, my analogy is when I work for a TV station, other than now when I'm an independent business owner, but when I work for a TV station, I had to sign a contract that said, you know, basically I could be fired for any reason, but for sure behavior that wasn't part of the brand of that TV station. So if the NFL comes out deeming that that behavior is not within their brand, then they are in the right to do it. But the other case here, the other side of the coin, Bill, is not just the law, but it's the optics and the PR, right? And a lot of people are on the side of those players right now, and that's probably why the NFL has felt so hamstrung. But, I mean, they have every right to say you can't do that. You got to respect the flag. You got to do what you're doing, you know, do what we want you to do. But it is a very, very tough day for them. It's a tough line to draw when you're looking at the PR battle and, you know, think of all the things that go viral. And basically, you're a journalist these days if you have a camera and a camera phone. So a lot of conflicting issues. I think if the NFL itself were my client, I would get the parties together behind closed doors, really trying to understand what their needs are, and then maybe come out in some sort of joint press conference and talk about how this is going to be handled, because it also does become distracting. You know, this is a game. It's football. It's a game.
Well, this is entertainment. This is entertainment. Yeah. This is what they exist. They need to get together and say, guys, look, at you need to understand what we're in the business about. You know, what is our business about? We're not here for politics. You know, we're here for entertainment. We got fans coming in from all kinds of expressions. I mean, like, all of a sudden, what are we going to do? Have somebody supporting the KKK, and now we got to give them space? Or even worse yet, does it get to the point, Rashini, where the NFL finally throws their hands up in the air and says, you know what? We're not even going to do the national anthem anymore. We're just going to take the national anthem out because,
that would be sad. That would be really sad. They're part of a team. They're not only an individual player. You know, if Aretha Franklin or Eminem, which they have, wants to make a political statement, they are individual entertainers. And they can do that, and we can or can't buy their music. But in this case, it's a brand. You're part of one team and then part of a larger organization. It becomes disruptive. And this might sound very contradictory to who I am as an American. I'm a naturalized citizen. But let me tell you, I believe in free speech. But at the end of the day, like you say, this is entertainment. You've agreed to be part of a brand. And guess what? There are a lot of other guys out there who want to play football. And if you don't want to go along with the rules, you can walk. And they will fill that spot. I mean, hopefully it doesn't get to that, Bill. But it's a business. That's what happens.
Well, there's definitely a cry for leadership on this whole thing, Rashini, and the NFL leadership, I believe, is falling short, not only on behalf of the players, but on behalf of their fans as well, that are looking at the exits because they're not happy the way this is being played out. Rashini Rajkumar has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rashini, as always.
Crash, the Reverend Michael Spruill.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me. He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
We're back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. And right now we've got Sean McFait back with us. It's been a while since we've talked with Sean. Sean, as you may recall, served as a paratrooper in the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division, associate professor at the National Defense University, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, and an adjunct professor at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. We're going to talk about his new book, also, as you recall, it was his novel, Shadow War, a Tom Locke novel, that caused a lot of attention and notoriety for Sean, and he follows it up with Deep Black, and we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. Sean, let me first welcome you back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's really great to be back in your show, Bill.
Well, good. Well, I want to talk about, first of all, the setting of your new book. You know, when you think about where we are right now with all these hotspots, whether it's North Korea, Afghanistan, a lot of restlessness regarding Afghanistan specifically, because for all intent and purposes, this is the longest fought war we've been in, isn't it?
It has been, and it doesn't seem to be letting up anytime soon either.
Well, it seems like people are coming up with all kinds of ideas. The White House seems to be conflicted about it. Everybody's pretty antsy, 7 months of this new administration, and they're saying, okay, where is the plan? Where's the Trump doctrine when it comes to Afghanistan? Even John McCain is chiming in. He's restless, saying, hey, look, we need more troops there. Blackwater's founder wants Trump to outsource the Afghanistan war. So you got those dynamics coming into play. Do we use outside forces, of which you are very familiar with, or do we just use the existing military that we have in place and just add numbers?
Well, I think using the existing military we have and adding numbers doesn't solve anything, because we've been doing that now for over a decade, and look where we are. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think that there's also another plan, as you mentioned, being proposed by Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater, to privatize the war.
Yes.
By replacing all the forces there with a contracted army, a mercenary army that would be run by an American viceroy, like a colonialism model that would, who'd have authority over Kabul, over everything. And, you know, he says we can do this more cheaply than we're doing everything else, but as a former private military contractor, I think it's a very dangerous idea.
What are the complications? You had the experience. I mean, there's rules of engagement, making sure that everything is going to work out, that these, you know, hired guns, so to speak, that they are protected doing the people's business. What other complications do we run into here, Sean?
Well, first is control and safety. You know, like when I was in this industry, it's not just where I was working with Americans. I was working with people from all over the world, soldiers from Ghana, soldiers from the Philippines, from El Salvador. And when he scales up this mercenary army, that's what you're going to get. You're not going to get former U.S. Army sergeants. You're going to get sergeants from Zimbabwe. You know, and the vetting, we don't know about any of that stuff. And they can end up massacring a village in Afghanistan under the U.S. flag, and then we have to go in and rescue the situation with the U.S. Marines. And so this is one of the many complications of relying on hired guns to do our work for us.
Mm-hmm. So what's your solution here, Sean? What do you think we should be doing here? I mean, like you said, we've tried all kinds of things. We're not getting anywhere. We're just mired. I mean, we just, you know, how much longer can we continue on this course?
Well, Afghanistan is nicknamed the graveyard of empires for a reason. The Soviets were before us. The British were before them. I think we've done as much as we can do in Afghanistan, and I think it's time to come home. I would hate to see any other U.S. troops die for Afghanistan, not knowing what it's for. And we have other priorities around the world now. It's not just Afghanistan.
Well, what happens if we do walk away from Afghanistan? I mean, is this like Vietnam again, or, you know, what occurs post U.S. departure?
Well, it is a little bit like Vietnam again. First of all, the terrorists that, you know, that once lived in Afghanistan, they're everywhere now. They're in the Middle East. They're in North Africa. They're even in Sub-Saharan Africa. They can launch an attack against the United States from any of those locations. Afghanistan is no longer the monopoly of terrorist safe haven. And yeah, Afghanistan's going to go back to a world of hurt, but, you know, that we can't stop that. Pakistan's there already. Iran is in there already. It's already happened. It's not going to happen. It's past tense.
So basically what you're saying is the body is so filled with cancer at this point, we've opened it up and we just seal it up and let it run its course?
I think so. We, you know, our interests there are, our interests, I would argue, are elsewhere. It's not worth $45 billion a year. I think we all agree that the efforts in Afghanistan have not yielded the objectives we were seeking. I don't see how that's going to change, frankly.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, it can't, it won't, it's not, it's time, it's way past time to cut our losses, move on, because after all is said and done, what is the value of Afghanistan? It's not necessarily like Iraq, to where when we left and left it wide open, that it became a hornet's nest all over again.
I agree with that. I think it's the expiration date has passed.
Well, good point and some good insight here. And, of course, they will continue to debate this issue, whether we outsource the military effort there, which you say could be rather complicated, and end up coming back to bite the U.S. in the back end, or if we continue to just add more to, I don't know, we're just kind of like at, you know, diminishing returns here, I guess, is probably the best term for it. Well, Sean, I want to talk about your new book, the follow-up to Shadow War, which created a lot of attention and interest, and you're bringing to us now Deep Black. Tell us about Deep Black.
Deep Black is the second novel in the Tom Locke novel series. It's like an international action thriller. So people who like Dan Silva or Tom Clancy or Brad Thor will like this book. But like Shadow War, it's rooted deeply in reality and detail. I use fiction as a way to talk about a lot of nonfiction on the ground. This takes you deeply inside the ISIS caliphate. That's why it's called Deep Black. Jihadis always have black flags. Tom Locke and his team of sort of reluctant mercenary contractors are chasing down a rogue Saudi prince inside the caliphate. And it pulls back the curtain on, one, the caliphate, what's going on inside of jihad, and as well as the strange world of mercenaries. I mean, like I said earlier, as we discussed earlier, this idea of a privatization of Afghanistan, that's not unique. I mean, mercenaries are really making a strong comeback. They're a new warrior class, and Deep Black exposes all that based on actual reality. So it's a fun read, but you learn something.
Right. Well, and as you say, you know, your background, your interest and experience all comes to bear in this follow-up of your previous book, Deep Black. And on the heels of our conversation and what they're talking about in the Beltway right now, particularly in Afghanistan with these mercenary warriors.
That's right. And it's, you know, mercenaries are being turned to because they offer a plausible deniability. So like 2 years ago, Nigeria for many years could not deal with Boko Haram, that jihadi group in Nigeria that was kidnapping girls and making them into slaves, sexual slaves. Finally, Nigeria secretly hired mercenaries who drove them out in weeks. They drove out the jihadis in weeks. And they showed up not as guys with Kalashnikovs. They showed up with attack helicopters and special forces units. That's the world that we're entering right now. And it's not covered well in Western press, but this is an emerging trend in international relations. That's a very dangerous one.
Yeah, and then here we are, not that far away, do you think, in providing a robotic army?
Right, and then what happens if you have mercenary robotic armies, right? I mean, this is
yeah,
technology
exactly.
Is not something that you can keep inside of a government or anything else.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the follow-up, a deeper black situation here, Sean, as we come up with this right now on the fly. So, of course, in this book, you know, you're taking on the defeat of ISIS and what it's going to take.
That's right. And also, it's not just ISIS. It's Iranian Quds forces are involved, and CIA is there. And it's really a battlefield tour of what's going on in the Middle East, as well as understanding what is going on in the Middle East. It's not just about states at war. It's about a Sunnis versus Shia. That's the real war going on that's been going on for 1,400 years. And you have to understand that before you can talk about solutions to the Middle East.
Will that ever come to a head, you know, for as long as they've been fighting? I mean, it's so ingrained in their DNA, Sean. We only got about 15 seconds left, but, you know, it seems that that's almost a forever thing, the Sunni and Shia.
Yeah, and one of the things this book talks about is the secret nuclear deal between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, which is a real thing, and what would happen if there's a nuclear war in the Middle East, a 1914 Sarajevo moment. I don't think that possibility is very much in our future.
Well, Deep Black is the title of the new book, available at all the usual places, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. From Dr. Sean McFate. Sean, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
I really like being here, Sherrigan. Thank you so much.
I've been taking One World Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, The doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
North Korea.